This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section in Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal with a total cost of approximately 3,169 crore rupees. The CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor Bihar on hybrid annuity mode with a total project length of over 82 kilometers and total capital cost of over 4,447 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi about the CCEA's decision, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the enhanced line capacity will improve mobility, providing enhanced efficiency and service reliability for Indian Railways.
Mokama se Munger four laning, ye basically Buxar se Bhagalpur jo corridor hai, us corridor ka section hai, iska investment hoga 4,447 crore. Bihar mein agar aap dekhte hain, Ganga ji ke south mein, ye pura ka pura corridor hai, Dakshini Bihar ka एक महत्वपूर्ण प्रोजेक्ट है ये. आज जो अप्रूव हुआ है ये मोकामा से मुंगेर तक का सेक्शन 82 किलोमीटर का. आगे मुंगेर से फिर भागलपुर जो कि अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑलरेडी. ओवरऑल एक घंटे का ट्रेवल टाइम बचेगा इस प्रोजेक्ट के कारण.
द नेपाल आर्मी हैज टेकन चार्ज ऑफ नेशनल सिक्योरिटी आफ्टर द कंट्री विटनेस डेडली वायलेंस एंड केओस ओवर द पास्ट टू डेज ट्रिगर्ड बाय अ गवर्नमेंट बैन ऑन मेजर सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स एंड एंगर ओवर करप्शन. To contain the unrest, the army has issued prohibitory orders till 5 this evening, while extending nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. The army said the move was necessary as violent agitators continue to cause arson, looting, property damage and attempted attacks during the protests. On Monday, at least 19 people were killed while more than 300 others were injured in violent clashes in Nepal as police used deadly force against demonstrators, mostly youths, what came to be called as Gen Z movement. Yesterday, as well as the protests continued as thousands of protesters stormed and set fire to government buildings and attacked politicians, leading to the resignation of KP Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. On the third day of the protest, a little calm was witnessed in the Kathmandu Valley with a massive presence of security personnel, including the Nepali army, on the streets. Let's go live to our correspondent in Kathmandu for more updates. Shweta, what is the latest you have from the ground?
Nepal army has issued a prohibitory order till 5 p.m. today, while the curfew would be in force since then to 6 a.m. Thursday. Considering report on vandalism and arson still going on in some places in Nepal due to infiltration of anarchic person and groups, and army is anticipating further possibility of such incidents, prohibitory order is in place. Further notice would be issued on the basis of the analysis of the situation. However, during the prohibitory order and curfew in place, the vehicles for essential services would be operating as usual. A Nepali army has also requested protesters to hand over weapons, ammunition and other security materials that were looted and lost by security personnel during the Gen Z protest. Back to you.
In view of the ongoing unrest in Nepal, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to the country until the situation has stabilized. The ministry has urged citizens to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. Citizens are also directed to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. In the Asia Cup, India is set to begin their campaign today against host UAE in a Group A encounter in Dubai. In the opening match yesterday, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi in Group B game last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.